Welcome to the Uncensored Podcast with your boy Tumbo. This is the final episode of season 5. Yes. We start season 6 next week. We back at it.
Got your ass.
Got your
bitch. Thought it was over.
Right. What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody?
What's going on, people? What's the deal? Happy Sunday in this motherfucker. What's up?
Nothing.
It's still my birthday.
Your birthday's over with. You got that back,
bro. I couldn't stretch my birthday.
It's still my birthday.
I stretched mine from Vegas to Michigan.
Oh, shit.
I can't stretch it no longer. You can't stretch yours no longer.
No, hell no. It's still your birthday, too. You better two-step.
Shit, my birthday, too. My birthday's in January. Then I'm stretching this shit out to here.
Damn. You ain't even.
I ain't gonna lie. I got some shit on my mind, though. I ain't gonna lie, though.
Ooh, what's up, school?
Go ahead, though.
What's wrong, my brother?
No, it's just like, okay. All right, I was fucking with this one person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I left.
Some Chronicles.
You know what I'm saying? I left. I went to fucking Washington. So I'm doing my thing in Washington. Same whole time, this motherfucker keep calling me, talking about when I'm coming back and all this type of shit.
Never.
You know what I'm saying? I told her, like, shit, about around March, I'll be back. You know what I'm saying? Nah, she couldn't stick to the plan. She started fucking with some other nigga, and the girl that know her send me pictures and show me shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, this type of bitch you dealing with. So I'm like, word? I'm like, all right. So I play dumb. Then I say I'm coming home. Then she called me and say, like, some nigga then jumped on her and showed me all these marks and shit. So I'm looking like, that's fucked up.
Oh, man.
Right. Damn. Mm-mm.
You get your fair one.
I mean, shit, right, because I don't know what the fuck she expect me to do. I ain't finna fucking jump in that shit. Who you think
get
I
back,
am?
Bitch.
I ain't lying no Richie. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I ain't say shit. So then, like, I see her friend at this bar I go to, and she give me the whole rundown, tell me everything. Show me a picture of this gargoyle-looking-ass motherfucker.
So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Shut up, stupid.
That nigga straight gargoyle-ish.
Gargoyle-ish.
Yeah, that nigga ugly, cuz. Even in this, at night, he ugly. You know what I'm saying? And I don't judge niggas, but, like, damn, you know one ugly nigga because his daddy be trying to talk. Never mind. Anyway, I was a whole nother subject. But yeah, though. So she trying to, like, now she in my inbox and shit. I'm like, bitch, I ain't trying to fuck with you. Leave me alone. Get out of there.
Yeah.
You ain't even supposed to be following me. Throw them hearts at that gargoyle. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
fuck
man.
You. Just keep bothering me. Blowing my phone up. I'm going to make a song about it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I started right by her house and throw rocks at that bitch, but I was like, nah.
Yeah, I go with you, you know, next week after, you know, Monday and Tuesdays I'm off, I can go with you and throw eggs at her.
We just gave him the time that we come over and throw rocks at your house, bitch. No, I ain't doing
I wanted
that shit.
To do some ignorant stuff a few days ago, but I prayed.
No,
no, for real. Uh-uh. I prayed.
Terry gonna go back to jail.
No, I'm not. We're not even about to speak that into my life. I am on a move for Christ, okay?
Oh, okay.
You on a move for Christ?
Yes.
Slapping hoes
for
the Lord.
I work for the Lord.
Slapping hoes for the Lord, huh?
I'm about to quit
every
my job,
again,
too.
Every now and you gotta reboot the system. It's all right, you know?
You gotta rebuke with Chris.
Yeah.
I'm about to quit my job. Fuck this shit.
You about to quit?
Dog, I hate... Shit, so
now, see, look, that just like that, just like I said, I wanted to go buy a house and throw rocks and shit. See, black people say a whole bunch of shit, but they don't really do it. So, is you really gonna quit?
I want to, like, give me a year, I'm out that bitch. I ain't doing
it. Give you a year. So, you ain't about to quit right now.
Not right now,
see,
but
that's what I'm talking about.
In a year. In a year. In a year, I'm gonna quit.
I need to get my shit together first before I say,
hey,
fuck
baby.
You.
Man, I got a problem because I quit a job.
Oh, nigga.
Like,
what up,
you know what?
Jimmy.
Fuck them.
Fuck this shit. I'm out.
Friday,
thank you.
Start work Monday. D. He's over. Oh, wow.
Them motherfuckers, I'm ready. It's not a bad job. It's very fun. But it's like,
Yeah, I feel you.
Shit, I work like from home. Working. I be chilling.
Like, I'm bad right now. I gotta go to work.
Beautiful thing sometimes.
Yeah, I gotta go to work. I gotta go to work tonight.
I work, it's me like too.
1 a.m.
I gotta go to work at 5. I don't like this shit.
I ain't that soon.
Hell no. You gotta work today at 5?
Uh-huh. 5 to 4.
I fucking hate afternoons. I can't do it. I like to get in and out that motherfucker.
Right. I be trying to, but it's hard when you're doing 4-10s. You can't get in and out that bitch, nigga.
No. 4-10.
I do 11 hours a week. 11 hours a day.
I say anything over 8 hours is gonna too. Be drug, okay?
I mean 10. 9
to 10. I just found out how to smoke weed. Instead
that's what I do.
Don't let them smell.
But shit, I gotta stop smoking weed because I work from home. I be falling asleep.
Like, you been clocked out for 36 minutes. What's going on?
Yes. Emailing the fuck out of me.
I'd
be like, dog.
Oh, you know what? My internet connection. I don't know if I can work from home.
I can't sit still. I cannot sit still. I think I got, I don't know what kind of issue.
It'd be too much shit popping.
I cannot sit still. It's so hard.
Yeah, people be calling me and shit. But it's so funny because every time I fall asleep and shit and they catch me, I blame it on the internet connection.
Hey, internet fucked up.
Imagine a real hood ass nigga.
None of them follow me.
Just saying, imagine a real hood ass nigga like name like Nuck Nuck or something like that, and he got a job from home, and you see a motherfucker in the background cooking crack and shit, slapping bitches and shit. Motherfuckers
Welcome to AT&T. How can I help you?
Motherfuckers worried about the background. They like, what's going on?
It was like, dog. I see the was it Facebook or Instagram? My nigga was like pouring up drinks in his meeting, in his Zoom meeting.
Oh
it
yeah, like, he got the cuffs in there.
We can see you.
Man, he's showing up, people.
Somebody had a badass living environment, and everybody in the Zoom was like, you need to give her a raise, because she's sleeping on bricks.
her mattress on the bed, on the floor.
Look at that hole in the background in the wall. There's all types of bullshit.
Hard times, okay?
All right, I feel sorry for the kids with ghetto-ass mom be walking past when they in school butt-ass naked.
Dog, that's so freaking just out of line. Ghetto, like.
Got an air mattress, still sleeping on bricks. I ain't gonna lie, I thought I was bougie. I had got an air mattress and I put it on a box spring. I ain't lying, cuz. Had that bitch for a year thumping bitches, y'all. Nigga. Yeah,
shout
popped
out
it a couple
to all
times.
The air mattress sex havers.
I
shout out to
day.
All the air mattress sex havers.
I can't. That's crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. I did.
Everybody fucking on the air mattress.
I did it.
You got an air mattress. Not me. Air mattress.
Shit, what you mean? Cuz I had that.
Oh, yeah, the
little hell yeah, nigga, that queen, cuz. That queen set up 22 inches, and he ain't on the ground that much.
Them bitches so uncomfortable.
Dog, listen.
Hate it.
You gotta treat it. Hey, look. You gotta treat that bitch like a sleep number. You gotta undeflate it, inflate it.
No, I got a king size, and I ain't gonna lie. My shit, put a pillow on that mug, and you can go right to sleep.
My shit, I got that cheap shit.
My mom put me on game. She was like, okay, look, you get it one time, and if it pop, you take it right back. And you get you a brand new one.
Keep the receipt. I'm like, keep what? The receipt. Keep
Man,
the receipt.
I kept a coin, cuz, with the button. See, keep it plugged up.
I didn't know that about
inflate
that.
Or deflate.
Right, quick.
I treat it like a sleep number. Oh, I don't like this.
Not a sleep number.
They got cheated just like a sleep number, nigga.
Oh man.
Gotta learn how to live.
Plot twist. You bring your girl over there, you hit her on the air mattress, she find out somebody been over there and pop a penny or shit. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
She did it with her nail. Yep. I can't stand her ass.
Fuck you, Cynthia.
Her name was Nidra. Yeah, fuck you. I can't stand you.
Shout out to Nidra with the stiletto nails. Pop this nigga mattress.
Keeping it real, though. Remember last week I told y'all about the girl that stopped in the middle of balling? Her name is that same one. Nidra, that same one. Stopped in the middle of balling. Almost killed her.
Oh, man.
We could have got decapitated. Huh? We could have got decapitated.
Yeah.
Because the door, we both fell out the door and the motherfucking car was backing up. Oh, I was no. Like, oh! Niggas and balling.
Oh, man. Good time.
Shit was crazy, dog. Crazy.
So we're going to go to these emails. This segment is called The House That Future Built.
The House That Future Hendrix. Cuz, this nigga, can I say something right quick?
Oh,
this nigga ahead. Just took back the Bugatti.
Ooh.
Quavo. We gonna get, we gonna talk about that.
He took the Bugatti that's back petty. Too in the middle of the night. Why? Hell no, that ain't petty.
We gonna now, get
if it was a ring, well, we going to it now or going later?
We gonna go to it later. We gonna all go to it later.
Back to these messages.
How's that future bill?
He got, okay. We're
going to
talk about that.
This is sponsored.
If you follow, if you follow my Snapchat, your Lord and Savior is future fucking Hendrix. The ways of the wizard shall save you.
You see that meme where they was like, now press in.
Oh, yeah, I put that on there.
Dog, that was you?
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't know who put it on there. I was dead.
The Lord and Savior, future Hendrix. Yeah. The ways of the wizard shall save you, my brother.
That shit was funny as fuck. All right,
y'all want to get into this email real
quick? Yes,
yes. Okay. Got an email title, need some words from the great book. Thank you for calling it the great book. It is a great book.
A great book.
For sure.
I need to read that motherfucker.
Yeah. Chicken needs some game, okay?
This nigga said I need to read that motherfucker.
Shit probably burn when you hold it.
You be all right.
Don't read that motherfucker. You just leave it.
Don't read it on Thursday. Don't read it on Thursday.
Don't read it on Thursday.
Thursday's is bad.
So you got a red Bible.
What book is that?
Why you get a red Bible?
Oh, my auntie gave it to me.
Oh, okay.
All right, y'all. Hey, Pastor. Do you have any verses in the Tumblation biblical book about love and breakups?
Who's the pastor?
Pastor Tumbo.
Pastor Tumbo.
Love and breakup.
Love
everybody
and happiness.
Everybody flip to your Bibles.
Yeah, please flip to your Bibles.
Lovelations.
Love. We're going to do breakup first. Book of Zone 6 Gucci Man.
Take your time, Pastor.
Hoes are like buses.
Well.
Miss one, next 15, one coming.
Well.
Say right.
Chapter 5, verse 11.
Hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
Let me get a sensational.
Sensational.
And then breakups? No, that was breakups. Love.
Congregation, I want you to flip in your Bible.
The Book of the Sixth God, Aubrey Drizzy Drake.
Okay.
Love is blind. How the hell are you supposed to move forward when you bump into shit?
Preach, Pastor.
Verse 12.
What the fuck?
She said, do you love me? I only tell her partially. I only love my bed and my mama. I'm sorry.
Say that, Pastor. Say that.
Preach.
That's your, sensational. Okay.
Sensational.
That's a little different. Now, what do you got now? Say it again. What was it? It said love and breakup.
Love and breakup.
Hope
that was
helping.
The Bible version. You want a real opinion?
New Testament from the Hustler Chronicles.
Where pin at?
Now, on breakup. The terms is, who fault is it? If it's your fault and you've done with her ass, then be gone. Fuck you.
Church.
Yes.
But if it's your fault and she doing it and you still with her, you better do whatever it takes to get her back. Fuck you might have shit. To suck some toes or something. I ain't into that shit. You gotta, that's back to Tumbo. And that
pay
does.
Some bills.
I don't suck toes.
You don't suck to you. You nasty exactly. Anyway.
I am nasty.
You want to win me?
Nigga admit it. I am nasty. That's a different act. But no, like, and like love is weird. You know what I'm saying? Love is weird. Love can be convenience. Love can be situational.
It shouldn't be, though, because that's just like, see, if it's situational, shit. That means it's conditional. And
yeah, exactly.
It
like
shouldn't
me.
Be.
I think love
shouldn't be conditional.
I'm a conditional pussy eater.
See, that's different.
No, it's not.
Because you can be that.
Now, if I love you, I don't know. I ain't loved nothing recently except my PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
Facts.
And my daughter and my mom, but I'm supposed to love them. But that's the only thing I've been loving lately because, man, women ain't shit right now. But
ain't
anyway.
Shit. No offense.
Ain't you right? No offense, Karen.
Oh, no, no taking.
You know what I'm saying? Because these motherfuckers.
Rate yourself.
Not me.
Rate
yourself. I wrote it. Like, it's weird. You can meet a girl from back in the day see her now, and she trying to get your bottom dollar. Just get anything she can from you. Went back
and think she deserve it.
She was busting it loose for some quarter chips.
Yeah, tucking duck for 2 commies
in
the 50 cent juice.
You know now you're an uppity bitch. Now, like, oh, you gotta pay me, bitch.
So then she gets mad when you don't feed into her shenanigans like that. And that could be like some niggas pay for the love, some niggas pay girls and all that shit. So they'll like them and shit. Nigga look like the bottom of somebody's shoe, but he done paid her off and now she love that nigga. There's some weird ass shit going on.
Fuck that shit. I love my Xbox. Love me. Fuck all that shit.
You're right. I love my PS5.
That shit don't talk back.
I call him Gohan. He's like my son.
Man, I love that. That motherfucker been through divorces, trauma.
Well, not this. Well, this one has been through. I almost got stabbed in the argument.
God damn.
Yeah, Carrie, you missed that episode. That bitch was crazy. Kept me fed good.
Oh, they talk about the woods, bitch. They had you in the woods.
Yeah. I had to piss in a circle and mark my territory.
Y'all was
they got there. Mountain lions. All that shit watched. You ever got slapped by a lion?
No.
Exactly. I ain't trying to get slapped. Ooh. Damn, you heard about school? He went out there and watched him die. Got slapped by a lion.
I'm like, why the fuck that nigga was out there anyway?
Motherfuckers be like, what lion play for in the lottery?
Motherfuckers
be trying to do that shit.
No, they be like, what kind of nigga is he?
Because
you know black folks don't fuck around.
Where the fuck he was at?
Oh, shit.
We see y'all in the cage.
I done seen a motherfucking Billy go get fed an ice cream cone at Mount Rushmore, dog.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy as fuck.
Wait, first of all, it's a fucking Billy goat. Second of all,
nigga, right.
I didn't know they asked eat cones.
Nigga, white folks was feeding motherfucker anything. That motherfucker was licking that bitch because it had a goatee and everything.
On TikTok, I found out black people was in Delaware. I didn't know that.
You didn't? It's black people in Utah. Wow. Would you ever imagine black people being in Utah?
Why the fuck niggas would be out there in Delaware?
What's in Delaware?
Now. I was in Portland, Maine. And I saw black folks. I was in Everett, Washington.
Fucking Diego right here. This is right. Wherever the hell.
Okay.
The
one place I didn't see no black folks and they was looking at me crazy. Kalispell, Montana.
I was about to say Montana, right?
Yeah. Niggas is there?
Black ass
in
their shit.
It's niggas in Bozeman, Montana and Billings, Montana. It's none in Belgrade except this one motherfucker that had like a skinhead and dog. I went to McDonald's, right? And I seen one black dude like, oh, what's up, dog? I'm like, hey, who cut hair around here? He was like, I cut my own. And when he took his hat off, cut, oh my God, cuz.
Nope.
Right. I'm like, thanks.
Oh, for sure. All right.
Got up out of there, cuz. Like, he looked like he took a bowl and just, yeah.
Oh, be like God. The mom on Friday. Okay.
Right. Okay. Right. Like, nigga, you go, Then, I was in Sholo, Arizona and went to Bud's. That nigga whacked me, cuz.
This nigga
barbershop
is named Buds.
Right. And he had a bald head, dog.
Don't trust niggas with bald heads.
I needed a cut. I had to wear a hat for 4 weeks.
Ah, shit.
The moral of this story, do not trust niggas with bald heads.
Shout out to Buds. Y'all fucked my dog up.
No,
nah,
don't
right.
get no haircut in no motherfucking city. You don't know nobody. Else, that's the thing, cuz.
Well, if you can count how many black people on one head, don't get no haircut.
I almost got jumped in New Mexico because this nigga fucked my head up and I walked out and didn't pay. The motherfucking essay is about to beat my fuck y'all, he knew he couldn't do this. Nigga. What's up? Hey, oh, that was coming around.
What I
and
wanted
shit.
Versus what I got on your ass. Like, god damn this
all
shit.
All you seen was cowboy boots and Jordache. I'ma steal on one real hard and knock his ass out. But you gotta hit him in the stomach. You can't hit no Mexican in the head, though. That nigga ain't going down. Come on.
Pop back up like the rising on your ass. Like.
Right. Oh, Undertaker ass motherfucker. Nigga cut. Remember when they used to take over Northern cuz? I ain't got nothing against them, the Hispanics and nothing like that. But them both used to take over Northern with two soccer balls
what
and like a 30 case of Bud Light.
Like.
You never seen that playing soccer over there?
Hell no. I seen him playing those. They got the scrapping. Tried to knock the Mario coins out of his ass. I'm like,
down. Magic, some Mexicanos got some wet ones.
Mexicans?
Yeah.
Are you just cool with them with Puerto Ricans?
What I want versus what I got.
She would have got her ass beat.
You're
oh,
wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See,
you're wrong. Like,
but.
See, yeah. But yeah, Mexico got some wet ones.
I got a scripture for that, too. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to your shit.
Your scriptures is literally.
Hey, niggas don't need to know that. Niggas don't need to know that shit.
Your scriptures, look at him.
Cause it picked the sauce.
Like,
damn.
Like, wait a minute.
He'll be the nigga that, he'll be a nigga that uncovered a whistleblower the whole church. Like, these motherfuckers stealing money.
Like, damn. Who's fucking up our shit? Like, you know they on listening, like, that's TLC.
Like,
look, like,
the young motherfuckers don't know, like, don't go chasing waterfalls. That's
that nigga spit smack.
Where that from?
That's some intellectual shit right there. You just hit a nerve.
Niggas be like, damn, you speaking some real shit.
Like, man, can we talk about this Quavo shit?
Oh, we gonna get to that next.
Let's get it.
Man.
Sir Quavo.
Quavo. And Shawit. So, what? How did they break up? Who
is ho?
Saweetie.
This hoe.
Why she happy hoe? What she do?
Now, okay, now look. First, he says he was cheating on her. He said,
fuck all that shit.
But he tweeted, I disappointed you.
That's all good and gravy. You should just broke up with a nigga. I hate when girls, when now everything, but oh, you cheat on me, bitch. Why you stay? You didn't say that shit.
Okay,
bourbon,
let me enter
that.
Let me get in some of that.
Okay.
On the cheating shit. Now, that's the one thing about crazy ass bitch fucking with the gargoyle. She was always accusing me of doing shit. Now, I'm in Washington. I don't know no call up pussy. Like, hey, come on and get this dick. I don't right. have that. You know what I'm saying? I don't have that.
Different area codes.
Well, what? I'm just going to go to this casino with my ding-a-ling out like, hey, who's the first contestant? You know what I'm saying? I can't. It's not like that. When you go out of town, you just don't get pussy like, bam. Unless you go to, like, Miami or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, they just bought out of town. Like, ooh, you ain't one of them.
But you go to motherfucking Spokane, Washington, you're not going to see nothing popping. First, it was COVID shut down, so I wasn't getting nothing. So she would be hitting me up on a late night. You fucking somebody. No, you just got your back blew out. So you right. try to throw the blame on me. I hate you, bitch. But anyway, yeah.
I was watching Jasmine Cashmere, bitch.
right, nigga. I'm damn near about to break skin, bitch. You better leave me alone. You know, that's some inside shit.
I know what you mean, sir.
Yeah, I know what you mean, sir. But yeah, though, so fuck that bitch. I wasn't doing shit, but she was trying to throw the blame on me, and I had that happen before.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, girls be trying to throw the blame on somebody else.
That's what cheaters do, though. That's what cheaters do, though. Anything to deflect the attention off of them.
Right, and then I come always girls try to play the victim too.
They always do. No offense, Carrie. They always do. No accountability.
First of all, on behalf of my ladies, because y'all got us so totally royally mega fucked up. What if the situation with Saweetie and Quavo was that maybe she stayed with him and that was just the straw that broke the camel's back? Maybe she just been taking his bullshit. And this last incident was just gonna be the last incident.
Oh, now last incident. Why you didn't leave the nigga? So you like
the bullshit you got to put up with? Like, what you mad at Quavo for?
The same thing. Cardi B was mad at his fucking uncle for. Shit. Or whoever he is.
Yeah, his uncle. That's his uncle, yeah.
Wait. Offset ain't his uncle.
Oh, that's. Yeah, I think that one of them niggas is uncle.
Take off.
Oh, one of them niggas? I don't know. Shit.
Somebody here.
One of the Migos?
I don't know.
It's either crazy. Way.
Shit. But what do you expect? Like, I feel like this. If you fuck with a certain type of nigga, now, you should expect certain things.
Yeah.
Every nigga ain't no Russell Wilson.
I expect effective communication. If it's some shit that's fucked up, you probably need to open your mouth and tell me like, so I can make the conscious decision.
If I get with Jennifer Lopez.
But you should know like certain shit. Like,
I know I'm
renting
the pussy. You know what I'm saying?
You should know that he gonna fuck with bitches. Like,
you shouldn't. Like because shit. If we're in a relationship and you get to fucking with bitches, and I turn around and get the fucking with niggas, then we're no longer in a relationship, or it's open.
Yeah,
just like I said, like, okay, certain people, certain shit
that.
Come with. Like, if I was to marry Jennifer Lopez,
Shit, no, you just get.
I'm written. I'm written. I'm getting engagement. I'm gonna get a couple of pictures. You know, I'm gonna get an ET exclusive, and then I'm gonna be out.
You should know what I want. Right.
I know. I'll see your track record, baby. I just want this fame.
That's I call her Thanos because she got so many fucking rings.
Yeah, she worse than that nigga. She is Lord of Lord.
She said she was Lori Harvey before Lori Harvey was Lori Harvey. Okay,
but. Well, if you had a chance, though, would you like hit Jennifer?
I hit raw.
Boy, I would hit raw.
Raw. Yeah, I hit raw.
Raw, drunk raw.
Honey pack raw.
Yep, that's going to be on it. I'm like, honey pack. She might be the only one I drill it on the booty. This is just a whole honey pack on the booty and go in there.
Why would you drizzle a honey pack on the ass of a motherfucker who had been fucked?
I don't care.
This is Jennifer Lopez.
This is Jennifer Lopez. That's a badass Puerto Rican.
That's just like who else?
Kay Washington.
Who? Kay Washington. Yes. Nah, she made that one face.
Not that. No. I'm talking about.
What if you hit that? What if you hit that? She made that face. I'm gonna be like.
Why she always look like she having a fucking aneurysm or something?
She's so damn fine to me.
She's not late then.
Woo. Even with the haircut.
Yes.
Her face harder than yours will ever be.
Wait, I rub her head.
Period. Yeah.
She can't get no waves, I'll be mad at her because I don't got no waves.
No, but she ain't got no hair right now.
She ain't gonna be slapping it. Yeah, I don't know. Time out.
So now that thing got no hair?
No, she gone.
Yeah.
Her shit, like,
talk about. Yeah, her shit. Yeah.
No, you can't say that. That just fucked my whole thing up.
She still look delicious.
Oh my God.
I like
Megan Good.
Oh yeah, like CP. That's why I'm like, I like the feminine.
I like Megan Good.
It depends. Everybody can't rock a taper. All girls can't rock a taper.
True.
And I'm tired of y'all putting them two lines.
Okay.
On
I would drizzle honey on the booty, but Amber Rose, yeah.
Nigga, that's worse.
I don't like Amber Rose.
I'm not drizzling no honey on the booty.
I just tap.
Yet.
I tap.
I would tap. You might as well just lick the ground during the fucking pandemic. At that point, you
on some bullshit. What's her name? Jill Scott. I eat Jill Scott booty, dog. That's what, man. Ah, that big woman.
She ain't big no more.
Why did I get married?
She's fine as hell too.
Oh my God.
Jill Scott.
She went turned up on y'all niggas, baby.
See you. Factuated because of that video she was drunk at before. Then,
she was so delicious. Even the girl from Orange Is New Black.
I ain't watched that lesbian show.
The
I ain't got nothing against no lesbians or the LB, the alphabet people. I don't want no problem.
What's her name? I don't know who you're talking about. She's
raped.
Gorgeous.
The one who got raped.
Got raped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, are you like a girl that got raped?
In the show.
No, it's a movie. I mean, it's a TV show. Orange Is the New Black.
It was a big Puerto Rican. Oh, she was so delicious.
That's different.
Yeah, she's very.
I probably eat by her feet.
Let me see.
Nibble.
He meant that animalistic ass. You're wrong.
But no, back to the point, though. Go ahead.
On All American, I'd tear her ass up. But she young.
The nigga girl?
The who? I'm talking about the producer daughter.
Oh, the light skinned pretty one.
Oh, not producer daughter. Lila, one of them. Oh, you watch All American?
I watched the first on whatever Netflix had. Not the new season.
Well, the producer's daughter then. You should know she is.
That's what I said, the light-skinned one.
The bitch that was crazy. Who was tweaking. Like, her dad left and she went crazy. She was like, she had like a
depression.
I think that happened with her.
And she fucked up the whole house and all that shit.
Yeah, okay, yeah, she was tweaking. You need to watch new season because you almost confused the fuck out of me.
I wait. See, this is how I do. I just wait till all the episodes come out, then I rewatch.
Hey, shout out to Snowfall. That's the only motherfucking shit that's been on my mind.
I ain't about to say that.
I'm just saying shout out to Snowfall. You know what I'm saying? John Singleton's last project. That's some good shit.
Cool, John Singleton.
Huh?
He made Baby Boy.
You know who John Singleton is?
Oh, no, niggas.
Baby Boy. He made
Boys in the Hood.
Oh, the nigga that he died, didn't he?
Yeah, he died. Oh. But that's his last project he was doing.
Oh, okay.
I think.
That made me want to be a drug dealer. Snowfall made me want to be a drug dealer.
Boy, that's cool.
I watched The Oval. That shit's so good.
I ain't never seen that.
By Tyler Perry. Yep.
shit. Oh, shit, oh, right. The black family as president.
Whatever the shit that nigga be talking about. Mama like, black. He got an episode, be a show where it be weird shit, like they in a cult or whatever.
The roofless.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah, that's what's happening? I'm like, what is this? What the fuck is this?
Shout out to Tyler Perry.
Be doing some weird shit, like.
Of the entertainment.
But back to Quavo.
Yeah, I was about to say
she
that.
She said some shit on the little, so she went on her ex-boyfriend.
So she didn't come home that night?
She went to her ex-boyfriend. Her ex-boyfriend got a little podcast with one of the some nigga. And they was like talking about threesome. And she was like, if you do everything right, I'll pick the nigga. I got a scripture for that too, but I'll say that for next week.
Wait a minute. If
he
do
everything right, I share it to y'all. She'll pick the nigga to do the threesome with.
What about the girl?
I said, ma'am, that's not a threesome. That's a train, my lady.
What about the girl?
She said, fuck that shit. So Quavo got mad, was like, you in front of your ex, nigga. Keen. Talk about threesomes with another nigga.
Yeah, that's out of line.
That's out of line. That's how it happened.
Yeah, that's how everything.
You got damn right. I took my Bugatti back.
Hell yeah, man. I took all the bourbons too, the Berkeys or whatever the bourbons.
Oh, that's petty as hell.
That's petty.
Very petty.
To take the Bugatti back.
Hell yeah.
Why?
Because he can go buy more. He rich as fuck. He gonna buy. He can go make a song and make.
I don't give a fuck if it was a Ford Escape.
That's petty as fuck. That's how you feel. That shit petty. If I was with somebody and I bought them something, they can keep that shit.
I'm petty as fuck.
If it was a ring, if it was a ring, okay. If it was a ring,
I don't care what it is. It's material shit.
But a Bugatti, nah.
No, you can have it because I got
this. I take tires. I take tires.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So why am I
Pro,
I'm not reminders. I'm done. I'm not being petty. I get to my new bitch. That shit, I'm taking reminders. That makes me look bitter and mad. I'm not mad. Fuck you, bye, bitch. I might be mad. Nah. No. I see your point. But I'm trying to fuck you, bitch. If I am mad, I ain't gonna let you see. Bitch, I'm about to go buy my new bitch a better car than that.
I'm about to take the money I got back from the Bugatti and buy my new bitch. He's Quavo. He's Quavo. So he got money. So fuck that little shit. I'll be bitter. I take all that publicity. I'll make a whole new album. I'm the bitter nigga with the Bugatti back.
That was probably for PR anyway. Who does that?
Exactly.
I ain't gonna lie. I'll put them bitches on bricks. I take the tires.
That's so petty.
I'm bitter, I'm breaking up with a motherfucker. Bitter ass nigga.
Bitter ass nigga.
I'll be the BNWBB. Bitter nigga with the Bugatti back, nigga.
I was thinking it out. I was thinking it out. I would do that. Let me get my wife get divorced. I'm taking my steaks too. No, I ain't going in no steaks. I ain't going in the refrigerator. I was so childish. Anything that's real extravagant, I'm taking back.
You can have the snacks.
Fuck that shit.
You can have a snack. You had little dresses and shit. I can't do nothing with them dresses.
I bought my ex-wife.
But in the purses, you can have the boot, them Birkins and all that. But your, if I bought you a house, yeah, you got about 6 months.
Ooh.
And then you're out. And then, like he did, he had a repo man come in the middle of the night.
You can't take that back if you bought somebody a house. Thank you. It's in their name, so you can't take that back. Got a repo man in the middle of the night. He bought her several businesses.
In the middle of the night.
Bitch, she pay her bill.
That bitch don't give a fuck about that She just gonna buy one. She don't give a fuck about that car. I know this bitch. How much you want to bet that he took that shit back? She about to drop a better car. That bitch rich as fuck.
She probably will drop a better car.
It's the principle of this.
Yeah.
The principle of what?
That's
a petty ass nigga.
That was cheating.
You bet not be saying
what you know.
Nah, like I said, I don't give a fuck.
It could have been a goddamn old 1G6. I want it back.
No, I take the tires just to be funny.
The tires?
Hell yeah.
That's some shit I'd probably do, but to take the car back.
And like, I ain't gonna take the tires.
You nigga from Atlanta putting the bitch on one brick. One brick? I don't think it's doing amazing. Like, hey,
she got a photo shoot. Go put them bitches on brick.
Put the bitch on one brick.
Now see, that's okay. That's your penny. That's your person.
Put a look at mine, bitch dress. Not today, bitch.
Photo shoot. Go put that bitch on brick. She come out after her album. Shoot, that air shit fucked up.
Like, what the fuck, though? See the tires on the front car, in front of the car.
Not today, bitch.
With no air.
Shit like that.
See, like, I did some petty shit. I stole the bitch remotes.
Oh my God.
Ain't about to watch shit. You ain't gonna watch a goddamn thing.
Or it is. Take all the canned goods. Take all the wrappers off of them.
What?
Take the canned goods she got. Take all the wrappers off of
them. Oh my God.
I'm telling you, if my wife do me
I'm
dirty,
do that.
It's a wrap.
I'm gonna do that.
Do not listen to these fools.
I might just go with somebody else and do that today. I hate you. Remember, I hate you that much. Yeah. As soon as she go to sleep, just get the shit.
I said, get him
drunk. Call her back like what you eat for dinner today.
Yeah, they're taking labels off. Yeah.
What the fuck? Hiding the earring backs. Nigga, throw away your lash glue. Yeah, I hate these caterpillars. You put
all her pencils. When you take the earrings back, take all the pencils.
I'm dead.
Do some good shit.
Yeah. God,
screw off the pot tops.
Hell no.
You'll be a fork picking up, bitch.
These niggas is sick.
Yeah, all the soap.
Oh my God.
Do dumb shit. Yeah. Oh,
all the fitted sheets.
Yeah, that'll be something right there.
Take all the fitted sheets.
She only got six.
All the batteries. Girl, oh, I'm taking the spoons. I know that for a fact.
Like, but did y'all see they family getting involved, though?
Oh, dog.
Dog. His sister was saying that, fuck Sweetie, she a self-centered, stuck-up ass bitch. So then Sweetie auntie came and was like, I've been quiet, but you ain't about to talk about my niece, bitch. Fuck him and his soft ass. I mean, they've been going, dog, back
that's
and
crazy.
Forth. And back.
Sensational.
The shit is funny. So that's why I said I met her and I know him. So they both weird as fuck. So, and like that whole scene and what they be doing, they all know they all be fucking other people and shit.
And Atlanta is a whole different type of Hollywood, bruh.
Mm-hmm. Like, you think you'll be faithful? Like, I want to be, have a faithful man.
Like, it's like,
not
niggas,
in this
niggas,
fucking industry.
Niggas been getting money in Atlanta, like, on
I can't,
crazy shit.
Like, me, I can't be, like,
since
a famous artist.
Fucking
I'm
Freakniks, nigga, before the Freakniks. Niggas been paid in Atlanta.
What you mean?
Huh? Unless I don't have to be famous.
Yeah, I'm saying since Freakniks, but I'm saying before Freakniks, there's been people in Atlanta getting money. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just thinking about the last new wave of fraud. That shit pretty much came from Atlanta and Florida.
Mm-hmm. And Detroit niggas just do it amazing. Like, I don't
because
know how
they,
the fuck these niggas.
Because
wait,
they was it's an umbrella
who
type thing.
Like, where is these classes at with niggas scamming?
You gotta pay for it. It's just like the drug game. You gotta pay for it.
Shit really
I'm like, what the fuck is
this? And you know, they ain't gonna tell everybody because they don't want everybody to get on.
Right.
That's why them motherfuckers talking about some damn. Y'all ain't gonna loot the store. Like, nigga, we
it's,
already.
And you
get,
we
got our cut.
You gotta
we
pay. You gotta pay
to
learn. It's not, you know
knows.
What I'm saying? It's like, damn it, like, you pay to learn and it's a pyramid. You know what I'm saying? It's not no just bam, I'm in.
You know
shit.
What's so funny? The people who got caught for the shit, like the unemployment scam and shit, they dumb as fuck because. They would have never got caught if they wasn't going to buy Rolexes and shit. If you going
stupid
to buy,
shit.
They was buying Benz trucks and all types of shit. And when you do that, they
you
already
like,
they look
where you getting that money from.
Exactly. But if you would have just been chilling and going to shop regularly and shit, it was they giving out so much money. It's hard to keep up with that shit. Now.
I would have paid off
so,
all my fucking credit.
It's like
they would have known that too. Like, wait a minute, this nigga trying to get good. Where the fuck you getting that money from?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you
paying
I mean,
off the little cars.
Yeah,
though,
like
yeah.
You ain't gotta go crazy, but.
Anything
plan.
Over $10,000
like,
is already
reported. You got the money
reported.
To stunt on who?
We say $10,000.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Anything
yeah, exactly.
Over $10,000
exactly.
Is reported.
You can't get on
second.
A plane with more than
$10,000. I remember we used to go to Canada, but how much money
cash.
You got, you can't go.
You have your card, that's mm-hmm. cash. You cannot.
No, they're
that's a red flag because all the metal stripes in there go off. back in the day, I used to work for somebody, and I used to take the metal stripes off. I don't know, I still do that to this day.
Oops, stop it.
Oh, anyway.
Yeah, at Border Patrol, you get like,
don't give them the stuff like that, fool.
Anyway.
But at Border Patrol, we are asking how much money you got. You would say a certain amount of numbers. So that. When you go through Border Patrol, tell them niggas that you got less money, because if you got more money, we got to pull you over. Like, hey, you got to come this way. We want to know why you got it. We want to know where you going. Why you got so much money.
That's sponsored by Kiki Strip Club and Daycare in 1800.
So yeah, don't have a lot of money on you. Please, they, especially now during this time, they're like, why the fuck you got so much money on you? Why you got in the bank?
I used to work at a bank.
That's weird.
You better go to the bank.
And they used to have like scenarios where like you only when you deposit like anything over $10,000, you have to fill out a form because again they want to check it. They want to know where you're getting this money from.
And the IRS coming around like
all that what? Shit. So y'all niggas motherfuckers,
not the IRS, the feds.
I'm just saying, IRS will be like, where the fuck did you get it? And they'll send the feds to come get your ass.
That's
IRS like, nigga, wait a minute, we don't got our cut. Who is this nigga? I mean, who is this nigga?
You gonna be chilling.
They be doing all type of shit. They be taking their old ass granny in there. No, for real. Make them feel all threatened and shit. And they teach you how to read through them plans and shit like, are you okay, ma'am? If y'all ain't never seen you, you know what I'm saying, coming there with her like that. That's before, true, you all on the back of her neck and shit. Yeah, they pay attention to that shit.
Oh, yeah. No, the dumb front shit. Yeah.
You got to listen out for that shit on the phone and everything.
For real.
Cause, like, and she telling the truth because they be on the phone doing it to their grandparents. They be having that dementia shit be, and shit. Oh,
like, and then I be, never do no shit like that.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
And I work with people's houses, so, like, mortgages, rather. So, like, shit is crazy. They be scamming their ass off.
They be scamming the fuck out of taking people. Taking like 20,000 out their accounts and shit.
Like, wait a minute. Why are you taking? Niggas be questioning me about $500.
I wouldn't dare do my motherfucking.
That's something like this old lady. My grandma. One day looking like she's like shit in her counter. I'm like, I'm
you don't go to hell. You go to hell. Jail.
This is not right.
When you do shit like that, you die. You got
to go to hell. Federal prison.
You go to hell. Federal prison, dog.
Yeah, like,
being there with Hitler and motherfuckers like that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. White people and all that shit.
What's his name? The Booty Warrior.
Oh.
What's his name? Jenkins? What's that nigga name?
I like you.
The Booty Warrior.
I like real name.
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Now you about to make me watch the episode, cuz.
Dude.
The Booty Warrior. See, I like the man.
It's better than air. It's better than food.
And I tell a man, you easy, go give it to me the easy way. Oh, the hard way.
He usually give it up.
But I'm going to get that booty. The Booty Warrior, though. Watch Boondocks. Or you can watch it on Dateline. The real one.
He more funny. He be like dead ass serious.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where they got it from.
Centel Jenkins or something.
Something Jenkins or something.
Oh, man.
We going to Google it. But speaking of real life scenarios that they made in the cartoons, remember the little boy?
Lit with cigarettes, boy.
Wait, what?
Smoke with cigarettes.
Lit with cigarettes.
What?
On Boom, you gotta watch
that episode.
This nigga stole his grandma's car and took it on
a joyride.
And Boondocks made
the nothing little thing.
Boondocks made an episode about it. That was the best show, dog.
That shit was hilarious.
When that teacher, said nigga, dog, and he tried to break the word nigga down,
No, when Martin Luther King came back and he was like, will you niggas shut up?
Niggas are never on time. They never hurry. They hate to worry.
That's crazy, dog. If Martin Luther King calls somebody a nigga, dog, I'll fall out laughing.
Oh, thank you. That's a segue. Kurt Franklin.
Oh, my God.
My nigga.
I think he was right. I think he was in the right. I think he was in the right.
They talking to him like he was talking to
Uncle Kurt Malone.
Ain't he grown? Right. You a grown ass nigga fucking up.
Y'all better leave Uncle Kurt alone. He ain't did nothing your raggedy ass mama wouldn't have did if you was getting on her goddamn nerves. Go on the fuck on. I hate that. Nigga. He is a human being like anybody else. Just because he work for the Lord,
I didn't like that apology, though. Like, fuck that apology shit.
That's right. Why I wouldn't apologize for shit. But you know what? Stay all ass that's out my business and fuck y'all.
For motherfucking Kevin Hart.
I would have cussed.
I would have cussed their ass out.
Both of those apologies was bullshit. Kevin Hart's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because they took the Oscars from him, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And for him to do it, I guess, still be successful. I guess that's why you, you know what I'm saying, admit that apology. I don't say that was bullshit on his behalf, I don't, but it was bullshit far as him having to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I couldn't most do definitely.
It. Don't me, I'm like, oh.
That shit would have fucked with my
right.
pride.
That was an old ass tweet. And it was somebody that just wanted some money, probably, and he was like, fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
I
so they released that shit.
What
and they ain't getting nothing from
is,
it.
Even though that's the way he responded, y'all niggas don't know what that self entitled ass motherfucker was saying to his father to make him react like that.
Yeah, like,
nigga, you made Kirk Franklin and cuss. Nigga, like, let's think about that. Let's think about that part, okay? What that nigga voice got
pissed. He said, I break your fucking neck. Don't you ever disrespect me.
Don't
like
you
that,
ever dude. Disrespect me.
Nigga.
The fact that he sounded like he was still fucking preaching after he was crying.
Right. See that status I made? I was like, preaching.
I heard that. I was like, it sounds like.
And the internet.
He was in the back of a church.
I'm like, this nigga.
No,
this
was on the phone.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but it sounded like he was in the back of a church, though. Like, talking to somebody that was doing some shit that ain't like,
if you ever want to teach the congregation of the house that Future built, you are welcome, my nigga. That nigga's funny. I like
people.
I like Kirk Franklin.
Oh, Kirk Franklin.
Don't you?
Yeah. I swear. Don't you ever.
Kirk Franklin,
dog. I'm about to let y'all hear. I'm mad.
You got it.
The internet is undefeated because they clearly already made a meme and a song. Yeah, go ahead.
Like this.
Yeah, I do.
They made that shit so quick.
They, man, when I say these niggas, dog, and they made it off a stump. I said, get off
my
page.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Internet.
Crazy. Going
crazy
about
the internet undefeated, dog.
That, I'm like, this is insane, dog. Like,
yo, dumb ass.
Yo, wait a minute.
Ever.
First of all, don't you ever disrespect me.
Man, I still got 21 days in Facebook, girl.
Why I got 30?
I will break your neck, nigga.
Who was that? Shout out to Suede Remix God.
All he said was no.
No, he said I'll put my foot in your ass. You can't play without that. Go to the original.
You can't do what?
I'm telling him to go to the original so he can hear
it.
Because
I can't hear
it.
That song was...
That's
crazy, though. Shout out to what was that Sway the Remix guy?
Yes. Shout out to Sway the Remix guy.
Sway the Remix guy.
Nigga, I swear to God, I'll play that at the party. Don't make me DJ on everything.
He did, dog. He got famous for that Surly Caesar, though.
Oh, that shit was slapping.
Say y'all get hyped even right now. The thuggest nigga get hyped when Stump come on. I don't give a damn. Say I'm lying. Say I'm lying.
Yeah. You know what?
A classic, okay? Hold on,
I got tired of playing it in the band, so I don't.
Stump?
Yeah.
We didn't play that.
We did in high school. I got tired of that shit.
Remember when y'all played Sean Paul shit? That
song came on at work. I was touching at work.
Stump, oh, fuck that. I played that shit too much.
Yeah, man, we was in the band playing that shit, dog. How you gonna dance for real to a fucking gospel song? I'm sorry, Lord. Damn.
Just play Super Freak. That's all it is.
Super Freak.
Yeah, that's all Stump is.
What you mean? He sampled that?
He sampled Super Free.
Oh, my God. You can't do that shit.
She's
a Super Free.
They turn gospel songs into...
I bet you ain't know. Okay, I'm going to tell you this about Rick James. I bet you ain't know he was Spanky's on Life.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah. I do that shit, yeah.
Rick James was Spanky on Life.
The niggas that sent them to
Martin Lawrence in the water. Yeah, when they went to the club, and Eddie Murphy picked his pocket, and he was like, Spank, man, he ain't know. He's a square. He don't know about me.
He was like, he remember when they went down
the
south?
The dude that was lent with the cane. That was Rick James.
I knew that, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. How much it cost to turn with a
white
only
cool
pie?
It was. So them true stories from Charlie Murphy, that shit was really
right.
True.
How much it cost to turn with them? The white only pies, the nigga pies. How about I turn you into a
nigga
pie? You said it all like $3,000.
Nah, cause it was like You can't say wash no more. If I even hear you whistling, I'm gonna bust all your friends out. All your friends out. He was going ham, dog. The coupe. Coop.
What about the nigga on the beach?
Cooper bouncer in.
Oh, police say when they, everybody started cheering for that nigga. Y'all see that? When the nigga got cheered for with, who got arrested?
Like he'd knock you out and be like, listen. I didn't want to do that, but you kept on tripping.
You kept trying, dude.
Yeah, I'm fried.
What's. Okay, before. How much time we got?
None.
Oh, three dudes adults for spring and summer. Mm. Oh, okay.
That's why we fucks with Coop the long way.
The three dudes adults.
Oh, pause.
Shout out to Coop Production.
We're doing spring cleaning, so you know.
Oh.
What's right. The that's dudes adults? That's why we fuck with Coop the long way. Hold on.
What's the three dudes adults for summer? Which for summer for females and males?
Okay.
They kind of do. I want to do one of them.
Okay.
Big women, please stop wearing that wrestling shit. That Bam Bam Bigelow outfit.
And that.
Yeah. You ever seen Walmart? You know what I'm talking about?
Spandex. Yeah.
Like, and that yeah. Fluffy
like
shit.
Like Triple H and the bone ass.
Yeah, like Fluffy with that
bad to the bone.
That fluffy shit on his side.
Okay, but what about for the niggas? Please clean your fucking nails.
That too, and wear clean socks when you go over a bitch house.
See me up over here, like, hold on, cuz I work, dog.
It's okay to put on a little cologne too.
She's working though. That's a
right.
Niggas go over there trying to get some pussy.
Clean cleaning though, so
he probably trying to go down, get some like, pussy. I'd be like,
who looked down like fuck?
Him about to be talking like, yeah, cause like I was saying was like, over there it is pump. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to be like this, girl. Let me grab my cup, my nigga. How you doing?
Spring cleaning, like dirty socks. Don't have dirty socks.
Who? Girls?
Niggas. Go to a girl's house.
Nah, niggas' socks be dirty. I don't give a fuck. A girl's sock.
No, niggas' socks should not be dirty either. Hell no.
Hell no.
That's nasty as fuck.
What? It's understandable if you had socks for a long time.
Is you racing in the street? You just race? I just want to know something. What's going on, cuz?
Yeah.
Or that crust. That crust over there, that crust be something else. Then they want to rub it against your motherfucking leg, almost start a fire. Like, bitch, get off me. That shit be hurting. Mm-mm.
Dead.
She was like, your feet crusty. Like, I put no lotion on. So you know how it dry up. And if you scratch your feet, little white crumbs gonna be.
I throw the fuck up.
Listen, dog. I know you dealing with so many different personalities right now. You know what to do, dog. I know. I've been with a pregnant one before, but it was mine.
He was hit. I was about to say he was hitting her while she was pregnant. Oh.
No, man.
Well, it was yours, so shit. You couldn't. That's what you do. Like, you know?
I have done that.
I would
that,
be scared
though.
To have sex while I'm. Hey, my nigga, if you fucking hit my
I have done that, dog. I have hit.
Hey.
What's that? Told you gotta catch it. Alright, going to the end of the game. Y'all ready?
Oh yeah. Damn,
he's
catching
football.
What's this?
Matables.
Eat him.
First of all, I was scared, okay? I'm like, what the
fuck? I don't know. I got a drive.
It sounded like he was like,
what up, my nigga?
Maybe.
But,
thank you.
Elite Media, hottest motherfucking video.
So, the girls is that fluffy shit, that sandals, fluffy sandal shit.
Bitch, wash your bras this year, okay? Get you some new ones. They like, $24.99 if you go to the Victoria's Secret at Great Lakes Crossing. It's an outlet mall. Get you some new bras. I'm tired of seeing these white bras looking tan under these sundresses. I'm sick of you bitches.
I am looking forward to that, though. Sundress season.
300 milligrams.
The dirty feet and the flip-flop.
Oh,
this one thing.
No.
Bitch.
The motherfucker. The toes are grabbing the flip-flop.
That's not done.
You all want it, dog.
That's not done.
Yes, sir.
Girl get a pair.
She ain't gonna smell like fish because you're not gonna throw her.
What you mean by love? Like,
I heard it in a song.
I love you.
Nah,
oh, he's about Pac-Man.
Yeah. Hey,
that nigga weird. That nigga
girl, if she smelling like People's Fish Market, I can't fuck with her. Mm-mm. I ain't even doing no closed booty.
And
I ain't doing a closed booty on you.
No, yeah, motherfucker. I hope you won't never say
that.
Yeah,
you said
I
already did it. Okay.
Yeah, we had an episode. He was talking about that.
Okay.
Oh, you don't know about the closed booty?
When he fucking and the smell, he's trying to keep the smell. So he
yeah, so if you hitting it and that
I'm about to throw the fuck up.
There, you know, all you do is grab the booty. And
no,
you,
for
and
real.
You close it, you lock
that's
it. You lock it right there. You
but
just keep
still
going
on your hand
right
when you.
And then when you wash your head, you like,
But if you unloose that boy, now the cream
you
might be brown.
You gotta move at some point.
You got
now you got
steak booty juice on your hand now.
You might it might look like that duck butter. You know what I'm saying?
But.
No,
I
throw the shirt away. I can
that's
take it off.
Go ahead and
throw
that bitch out.
Thank you. I'm going to the nearest liquor store. Let me get
that
2X right there,
cuz. $5.99.
Boy, I'm throwing that shirt away, cuz I can't handle it.
Like, why is this nigga walking into this liquor store with no shirt on? Nigga, long story.
Ladies, go, please go see your OBGYN, cuz
that
is the problem. Your obstetric and gynecologist.
What's that?
PH
the pussy doctor. Go.
Oh, okay.
Make
just
sure
say that. Damn, come on.
But
that real
it.
Words. Say like pussy doctor.
I do the earwax test.
I said OBGYN, y'all. Well, I thought people knew what that was. That's what we
know
call
what
it.
I don't know
if
that
ever got earwax.
You wait, time out. Wait, school. I think Carrie tried to disrespect me. You know I'm
no,
a big word.
No, you nigga took some earwax out of there and put it in your cooch if you jump.
I ain't never had that done to me because my shit be on.
You probably don't even know.
Sorry.
You probably don't even know you got earwax because you ain't jump.
You never see. I don't fuck with them kind of niggas.
What you mean?
No, because a motherfucker gonna tell
me. So what
me.
You trying to say about me? I'm that kind of nigga.
Yes,
like
you
that.
Are, sir. Yes,
you
yes.
Said.
No.
I never did that before.
I am a gentleman. I'm
earwax?
A gentleman, but
so
I heard about it.
Huh? Earwax in the pussy?
I did a couple videos
no,
in high school.
No, for real though, they said if you take some earwax out your ear, put it in her vagina, and she does jump.
Yeah, then you better get up out of there.
But if she don't jump, that
it's
means
good.
You straight. So he probably did do it to me, but ain't nobody jump. So shit, pussy
see?
Is on fleek.
So you got earwax pussy?
Yeah, I didn't earwax
no,
my to, back
I
in the day.
I think niggas do that when they be
I stopped earwaxing bitches about 2002.
I used to do this.
No.
You should just pray and go in there. Yeah, see,
but
I
this
know
how
you
know
went to
if
a clinic. Or so,
or not.
Never had, though. Surprisingly, never had.
Never went to a clinic?
No, only before I met my wife, now. And, like, in the middle of my hoeing spree.
Hey, not
just
only
in
is it
half,
it
half
is
show.
Tasty. I got 300 milligrams.
That's why I'm like, I'm over here about to be
drunk. I know, I got to drive. No, I got a car donated to him.
Congratulations.
Hey, my Lord.
Congratulations.
Yo. Happy birthday.
Dog, I almost got arrested,
got
bro. Fuck with you. So this is what happened. That Sunday, last week, I got pulled over.
Where?
In Pontiac. And
you,
I'm
you dropped me off in.
Right. I dropped you off. But when I went to Pontiac, went to drop my mom off, like it was like 1 o'clock. It was late at night. I got pulled over. And so it happened, I'm like, dog, let me air my car out. So I've been airing my car the whole day.
The blunt.
I swear, bro, and everything I love, I prayed to the universe. When they was like, you know what? Because my car was still registered stolen, Detroit fucking police. So when they arrested me, they was like, we got to make sure your shit is your shit. Like, this is you. So they arrested me, and they was like, they were trying to check. They was about to check my car. They wanted to. I'm like, because I thought of you. I was like, oh, what if this nigga would have dropped something like, damn.
I don't think I
dropped, no, you didn't. You didn't.
Praise God.
All praise due to Allah.
But then it's still recreational, so they couldn't fuck with
it. I don't give a fuck. A stolen, registered stolen car with a blood in it and bullets?
Wait, where bullets come from?
Not my pistol.
Oh, yeah, that's all on you. Nothing
like,
to do with no weed.
Like,
fuck the weed. We have a gun and bullets.
Like, oh,
get
what
him, Jim.
What is this, sir? See, what happened was. But yeah, I was scared to death, man. Nigga, them niggas. Never been.
I hate
nigga.
Detroit police. Well, no, I hate Detroit police.
No, it wasn't Detroit. It was Oakland County, yeah.
Yeah, I hate that them brown bitches.
So slow.
Detroit police is slow as fuck. They did. I'm like, bro.
They slow. They system slow. I had some shit all the way from 2009 catch up with me in 2000 and what was that? 19. Because they forgot to put my clearance in the system.
Them niggas are
fucked. Them niggas almost fucked my money up. I was so mad.
You weren't scared in this. Imagine you just make a sale, right? The white boys in Rochester on Walton and Old Park.
How the fuck would you get a location?
I was staying in Rochester. I was staying right behind motherfucking National Bank at the time, off Old Park. So, boom, I walk down the street. I sell them the little shit. Woof, woof. Damn. Nah, I ain't got no drugs on me. All I got is money on me. I got, $130?
Oh, that ain't right. A tip to sell.
But I'm still spooked. So, police officer pulled us all over, asked everybody's name. I got my ID on me. He said, "What's your name?" I said, "My name Anthony Carter. What year was you born?" I'm like, what the fuck happened? Why my shit didn't it? I'm like, my birthday, 3/11/1979. I'm from Arizona. They was like, all right. They go back to the car. They do their thing. All of a sudden, they mother come back. Get out on the ground. Motherfuckers. I'm like, what the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying? You wanted from Arizona. I said, no, Lord. My name is Richard Fisher. I'm from Michigan.
I was just bullshitting.
I told the whole truth, nigga. The motherfucker was like, get your stupid ass in the van. And I'm like, oh, my bad.
So you made up a name that nigga was wanted for bad.
Nigga, that nigga was wanted for manslaughter. Since then, I never gave a fake name. That shit like backfired.
You shouldn't do that anyway. Cause like, what the fuck? That's not funny.
My name is Tyro Biggums.
Duh.
You a drug lord. What the fuck?
I'm dead. This nigga said.
Yeah.
Niggas. Duh. Boy.
He need to get that shit together. He on the run, apparently.
Boy, that's but
that's funny.
Quit lying.
I would never lie like that again.
Shit. Quit lying.
I don't. I stopped from there. Hell. Well, I stopped lying to the police.
I would tell that. Me a lie, but I ain't gonna lie to the popo.
Huh? What else?
Shit.
You ain't gonna lie to the popo.
Man, fuck the cops. I hate them bastards.
Fuck the police.
They never help. They never fucking help.
It just makes shit worse. Like, I heard they shot a baby in the head.
Oh, my God.
A one-year-old.
You see, recently? You going to special hell. You shoot a baby in the head. You gotta go special hell.
That is
and then, but awful. they let that nigga who shot them Asian niggas up, he good.
I don't want to go to work, but I got
in Atlanta. The dude that killed all the Asian people.
Yeah,
it tastes like a
recent?
Little bit of.
Yeah, that's recent.
You didn't
hear about that? All of Asian eight Asians died?
Ever since I seen my uncle on the news, I ain't never watched that shit again. I checked the weather.
You ever smoked some weed and it felt like it's been in my pocket all day?
I don't smoke, sir. That's out of my area. Go ahead, y'all.
The fact that I hit a joint.
Like, nigga, was this in your goo?
These niggas about to be high as giraffe ass.
Driving 20 miles per hour on 59.
Okay.
Listen to gospel.
Stop.
So what your show?
No.
You got your show coming up?
My show is April 17th at the Anaya's Banquet Hall.
Love.
And then I have another one.
420.
The 24th.
I thought it was 420.
No, 420. The 420 show is April 17th. So you can smoke in there and get fucked up and all that shit.
But it's not 420, though.
Depending on how my check looks.
No,
my
I think people got to work that day. That's a Saturday.
420 is a Saturday?
No, the 17th is a Saturday. So 20 going to be
Monday.
Exactly.
Oh, y'all niggas about to
like
get fired on that day.
It ain't
going to
be Monday.
It's
goddamn.
Tuesday. It's
going to
be Tuesday.
Right? It's going to be Monday.
Oh, I'm off that day. I don't smoke anyway, but I'm just saying.
It's going to be in Michigan? Shows?
Yeah.
Okay, I will pull up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be at work.
They got tickets, but I don't know how much they cost. I'm gonna see what I get.
I raffle off a ticket, but you gotta listen in.
You know what? We gotta get some shirts made, y'all.
Some pictures.
I'm tired of going to work. I'm tired of this shit. I don't want to fucking work no more.
I don't want to work because, no more. Because I want to be a bum. I want to be my own boss. I'm going to blow up
for comedy. I'm going to use y'all for writers. We're all going to get paid.
We're going to get this motherfucking check. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah. And
action. Let's get it.
And we got a skit coming up.
We all going to get paid. Lenny Sneaking Williams, the midget smuggler.
And Dr. Wiggums.
Dr. Wiggums. Dr. Wiggums.
Yeah. The marriage counselor.
Mm-hmm. Get ready, y'all.
Write that out now.
Get ready.
TNR Productions.
All new shit. You know what I'm saying? Sponsored by Dante's Meatloaf and Hangers.
Yep.
That shit going to be popping. That's sure. A crazy ass stove. If you can get a loaf of meatloaf and a hanger at the same place, it's like Lenny's Beepers and Caskets.
I was just about to say Linda's. Chicken and waffles and funeral home.
See, there you go. You just put two crazy shits together and then motherfucker that people want, you know what I'm saying? And you make it. Like pork chops and insurance.
Yeah, if you stab it, we grab it.
You stab it, we grab it. Good times. Good.
I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Yeah, we're gonna get some pot.
I got some shit. My dude got a dispensary. Shout out to Rose Park Deliveries.
Yeah,
now if you chilling, you register to him, he will deliver to you if you in the Metro Detroit area.
Really?
Or Pontiac. Ain't going to motherfucking Flint.
Y'all niggas like to rob niggas. Y'all niggas like to rob niggas.
Yeah, I mean, he fuck with me. I'm in Macomb County. Yeah, mile down the street.
Okay, yeah, okay. We worked that out.
You hit the liver to you. Oh. And it's a school. I mean, a school. It's a code. Scoob 10. You're Scoob 10. You get 15% off.
I'm sick. He got a promo.
Man, you know what? You should ask him. You know what I'm saying? He should sponsor the show. And we give him a little.
We can bring him on.
We can make an ad for him.
He has all these sorts of things, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I will holler at him.
TNR Productions make a little ad for him. We just try a little clean out of feet. You know what I'm saying?
Come on in. Come on
here
and get this chicken, boy.
We can schedule one. We doing we ghetto right now. We doing a on call interview.
Won't even answer. This is what I was trying to tell y'all to do with me, man, but y'all ain't want to do it while I was on the road.
Nah.
FaceTime me while I'm on the road.
Because it's hard for me to edit it. The shit.
Oh.
It's very hard.
But this motherfucker ain't there, so I guess he ain't selling no weed today.
I was going to do that on my birthday, but.
Yeah, it's all
hard. I was so drunk when I hopped off that plane. I went off that fucker. Do for tell. 10 minutes.
How was your trip?
My trip was lovely. Like, the people were lovely. Yes.
Random sex.
My back is currently recuperating from last week's activities. Mm-hmm. Like, we had balcony sex. It was awesome. First time having balcony
sex. Yeah, I had some balcony sex too.
I never had balcony sex.
Never
shout
have.
Out to Bay. Balcony sex is awesome.
Just don't catch no Charlie horse.
See, I'm prone to that.
I caught a Charlie horse. You over that.
I'm prone to catching Charlie horses.
Oh, but.
That means you need to start stretching before you start engaging in strenuous activities.
I need some potassium.
It's just like eat a banana.
Potassium pills.
I don't even know what I'm about to do, man. Am I going home or I'm going to Pontiac?
What's that Pontiac? Where the good food at? I'm hungry.
Go to 7 Mile, eat 7 Mile.
I was either going to go to Detroit. I was thinking about Detroit 75 today.
They about the what?
Detroit 75 on 4.
I heard about them. Yeah. I just don't even drive that far, but I heard they got some super duper good ass food.
Yeah, I don't drive that far either.
Next week.
But they need to travel if they got a truck. Hell, don't be stuck.
No,
right
it's
here.
A truck, but it's stuck.
it's a stuck truck.
Stuck truck. You bring your ass out here and get it.
Next week, we got my uncle, a comedian, coming on the show.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. He's pretty funny. He's all right.
Hey, you know what? I want you.
He's
that one
tester.
I want you to bring somebody on here that'll give me a one-on-one blast.
Like to have a blast podcast, bro. Yeah,
anybody, if you think you funny, bring your ass on this show. Let's go toe to toe for 5 minutes.
Shout out to all my roasters. Pull up.
Pull up.
Yeah,
we definitely should have a podcast
that.
Roast.
That should be funny as hell. I'll be there just. Fight!
I'm with that. I'm ready.
I'm on, you know what? We should tweet that out. I said tweet like we got Twitter.
I do. I'm on Twitter now.
It'd be a little freaky.
I'm still in Facebook jail. How do you get the what's the Facebook? I mean Twitter porn. What do you have to do to get to that?
After the show, I'll put you on.
Thank you. First of all, what the fuck is Twitter porn? Let's talk about this.
Black market.
Okay.
Think of that shit. Big boy. I'm like, ooh.
I'm just trying to get a Twitter porn status.
And it just popped up on me on accident.
Shout out to my cousin,
speaking of social media.
I just started OnlyFans.
I'm thinking about that.
That's what I'm about to say. She made a meal off of it.
I'm about to release all my videos. Y'all can follow Jock Branch.
How much she charged?
One more
time. Jock Branch at OnlyFans.
She a bit pricey.
Damn, I need a cheap.
What'd you say?
She worth it.
His name was Jock Branch.
She's worth it. She's definitely worth it.
What's pricey? $1,000 is pricey?
You gotta talk that out with her.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
I'm trying to not work.
But you know what? No, this one dude he texted me on motherfucking OnlyFans and shit, asking for a picture of my booty. I said, cuz I can't get down like that. He's like, what the fuck? Delete your account then.
Oh my god!
You gay as hell, cuz I ain't showing you my booty. That's nasty.
Like he just popped your inbox, like, what's
up? How about you?
How much he giving me?
Yeah, how much he was giving you?
Not enough of my dignity.
I'm just asking.
I should get, you know what, I'm going to get an internet booty and send it to him.
That's what I'm saying, like, how much he giving me?
Wait
a minute, why does ass get light, nigga?
All you got to do, you got to fold your
How you Google search brown skin ass?
Okay, dark skin man ass.
I'm going to get a Mexican.
Right? Put it right in the crease of your leg. Bend that fucker all the way back.
Uh-huh.
Make it look like
a
fat old ass.
Really? So that's how you fucking look at
us? No.
So I've been jacking off to Abby.
You ain't even drunk. You just said that. I've been jacking off to Jock Fabi.
Like, babe, send me a picture. Wait a
second. Oh,
yeah. Bitch,
you got a vein.
Oh, yeah, a big-ass vein in the middle of your ass.
It's a birthmark.
You know you might have some pain. Your thighs.
Oh, man, you just stroke fucked up my whole thing. Like, okay, I done hit a couple thick girls. What is a little booty clothes and then you get another booty? Like, you ever seen that?
Oh, like the little booty. Oh,
like,
my
it'd be
God.
Like a little booty
it's
slit.
Like, it's literally like
up,
little booty
move. Another booty slit.
Booty
like, what is that?
It'd be like an ass. It'd be like an under ass.
Your drawers been so tight that you made another booty up top. I mean,
no, for real. It'd be like an ass, and then it'd be like this little meat. Like
you just
ass.
Made the Kerry Washington face. He was like,
right, like,
I think the white girl like that.
Deformed bitches. What the fuck?
Nah, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitches be shaped like a bag of laundry, you know what I'm
like a bag
Oh, so those
water
rolls
then.
Oh, okay, yeah, the love handles. Yeah, oh, I thought you were talking about the actual ass.
Like, I don't know, man. That's why I got to start watching pornos, because I'll see a bitch at Walmart like, she look like a plumper thumper.
Yeah.
Porn is best for
like
a lot
Pringles,
of
bitch. We'll get all the Pringles you want, motherfucker.
It's the females, Papa. Us males like it porn.
Hey, you know what? That's what I'm saying. Like, I gotta start watching porn because see, I see a girl like, okay, Queen Latifah, right? Ooh, but then in the real world, I end up getting
so
Cleo.
Or the girl
Why
from
Set It Off. You know what I'm saying?
Or what's her name from Coming to America? The Mama.
Lisa Leslie?
Yeah, her. You
Man, dog. I
you know it's bad when you start looking at her like,
hey, I don't want no beef, Lisa Leslie, but I can't hit them, boy.
The tall with that hair, you're like, ooh.
She was fanning her. You know what? People talking about that movie ain't funny, but when she was fanning her coochie with the candle, I was dead. And then that nigga Hakeem, he said, all I remember is that it was a rhino. He said it was a wild boar. They kept ramming me and ramming me.
That movie funny as fuck, dog.
That movie was hilarious.
When that nigga announced his own death, I'm like, good night. not.
Like, I'm going to die now.
I'm going to die now.
Like, what? Okay. I was kind of hurt because it was, dog, I ain't going to lie. The whole time, I thought I was watching a little bit of Lion King while he was on there.
No, because he kept talking. Oh, right. My goodness.
Mufasa or Darth Vader.
That's crazy.
Shout out to
James Earl Jones. Prominent voice and another person that would have prominent voices in there. Morgan Freeman.
Dog.
That nigga is every... Man, that nigga can read a book.
And get paid.
Read a book. I want that book.
What if Flavor Flav?
I was listening to that nigga on 21 Savage CD. He was talking about that. He was just talking.
Flavor Flav was on 20?
Morgan Freeman.
On 21 Savage CD?
He was narrating. That shit was fire.
What city is that?
Out to Morgan Freeman.
Dog, you gotta have some bread to do that. Or Morgan Freeman was just with it.
That nigga been old all my life.
Okay.
He was old since Mr. Clark. Okay. And that was like fucking just like 13, nigga. I'm 41 now. Like, how old is you, dog? Annie Flag, God.
Savage Mode 2.
I'm about to leave. Yeah, exactly.
Like, he talking about snitches and rats. Oh, that shit is fun. That shit is hilarious.
He had to pay him for that.
He like three or four of the intro.
You smoke crack, don't you?
That's all I was saying. That's all I can think about when I think about it. You smoke crack.
It's fucking up your brain.
Hey, that jump. And have y'all, okay, have y'all ever seen Wanted?
When there was big bullets and shit.
Right, he was on there. He was like, you can follow me or shoot this motherfucker. No, I lost it. Like
another dude who can say motherfucker funny as hell, Samuel L. Jackson.
Boy,
I'm sorry,
you gotta say that.
Motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
What else?
That shit
you say
was
motherfucker
classic,
like,
dog.
Every fucking movie.
But, dog, do you know Samuel Jackson been in so many movies, dog?
Yeah.
He said some of the movies I was high. I ain't know. His role in Goodfellas was so short. You seen him one time, then the next time you seen him, he got shot.
Really? I didn't even know he was in Goodfellas.
I didn't even pay attention. That's all my shit.
Yes.
I'll go back and watch that.
Right. He was in Goodfellas. He was one of the dudes in there, and he got shot. You seen him, and then pow, he was dead.
Wow.
Putting on his pants.
Die Hard with a Vengeance. That was my shit.
With him and Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
because he was smart as fuck in there, and Bruce Willis would go get shit without him.
Yeah, remember he saved him because they was about to kill his ass on the corner because he had that sign that was saying something about. You never saw that?
What?
Die Hard.
I remember the movie, but
that's
I don't remember
the best,
seeing
one
it.
One of the best Die Hards ever. Like, I swear to God, it's so fucking good.
That was a trip. That was what, two or three?
I think two or three. Three, maybe. I don't know.
Well,
it was two or
that
three.
Was, man, that was
well,
good.
I think it was Die Hard with a Vengeance. And it was so fucking good how he introduced him because he was standing on the corner and he had some like hate crime shit written on it. And they was forcing him to do it because they was going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And Samuel L. Jackson came out. His story was like, the fuck? This motherfucking white nigga on the corner know he's about to get killed. So he went out there and was trying to help him. Then they started attacking all of them. It was the shit so good. Then it was like the guy who was forcing. Yeah, that movie was good as fuck. You got to see that shit. It's one of the best ones ever. Watch next week, y'all gonna come in here laughing about it because it's a funny movie and it's action from the beginning to the end.
I gotta watch that.
You couldn't do shit without motherfucking Samuel
L. Jackson because he was smart.
Right.
Yep. He was a drunk and shit. He was losing his job and shit. He was a cop or something like that. And shit was good.
Not this motherfucking, what's his name? Nick Fury.
Fury, yep.
He didn't say motherfucking Avengers, did he?
Nah. But dude, okay, now we on that.
He was good.
Now we on movies. I'm sorry. Now we on movies. Watch out for DC, man. If they let Zack Snyder direct the most of DC movies.
Right.
I can't fuck with no DC. That shit.
Have you seen Justice League?
Justice League
though. That bitch four hours.
But it's action.
It's
worth action it. And it make the first Lord, Justice League seem like it ain't shit.
They keep saying that I gotta watch some other shit first before.
The only DC
it.
Movie
okay.
I fucked with
okay.
was Batman.
Do that. Watch Justice League the first one.
That
and then watch the second one.
That shit was ass.
Yes.
Okay. Now watch the second one and watch how he bring everything together. Zack Snyder did his motherfucking thing on this dog. And it's cussing. Motherfucker saying fuck, shit. I'm like, what?
But DC is a darker comic book. I DC like, is dark as shit. No, I'm talking like about dark as in like the motherfuckers that kill people off. Shit like,
when they, it's action.
Deadpool pushed the envelope for Marvel.
Deadpool is my shit.
This motherfucking Justice League. It's cold. I was supposed to go get some pussy, and they kept me in the house all day, and I missed my pussy. I did. Huh?
No, this is a new one.
You watched it?
Yeah. It's already out.
The new one?
Yeah.
It's 4 hours. It got chapters. It was like 8 chapters. It's a prologue, 8 chapters in the epilogue.
I'm like, man, Marvel.
And they be fighting.
Marvel's whooping that ass.
Fighting. Hell yeah, fighting and explaining shit. So why?
I'm saying, because I fucking hate the ones that be boring as fuck, just sitting there going through shit.
That's how. That's what I'm saying. The last,
it was through the whole movie. Okay,
it's fighting. If you've seen the first one, it explains a lot of why, who, people, and what was going on. You know what I'm saying?
The last DC movie I fucked with was the one with Heath Ledger, whatever fuck his name was.
Yeah, Heath Ledger.
That Batman shit. That shit was cold as hell. The Batman one.
That really wasn't DC though. DC wasn't pumping that at that point.
I'm just saying, that shit was
got the rights to that. HBO got the rights to that. But Christian Bale and all that.
You talking about the one that's on HBO, right?
Yeah, HBO Max. Yeah. Yeah.
What, the Justice League?
Yeah, there's new one.
They got to do something.
On HBO
Max.
They
got to do something for Marvel whooping that ass. Marvel shit. That shit
now, is crazy. But that's what everybody's saying. If Zack Snyder finished all that shit, it'd be cold. Like, y'all gotta sign a contract because this movie is cold as a motherfucker to me. I ain't gonna lie. I don't even really be on that shit, huh?
I'm looking like, is this a remake or something first?
Exactly, but explain so much. You know what I'm saying? You see scenes before the movies that you didn't see. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So they trying to take, like, they trying to do, like, how the Marvel did, like, have movies and then have all that shit come back together.
This shit came together in one motherfucking movie.
Saying, watch Wonder Woman and all that shit.
I can't watch that shit. That shit, like,
it'd be like some movies, you can read the comics, but then you be expecting that much action in the comics and the movies, and it don't be disappointing.
They did.
Who?
Superman.
You win? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you already should have known that. Superman.
They woke this nigga up. He beat the fuck out of
him. Again. Oh, don't tell him. I know you seen the movie. Don't tell him.
Yeah, they was whooping his ass. Yeah.
Right, but he beat their ass again. And you seen different scenes, you know what I'm saying?
Because he was mad or something like that?
He was mad, but he didn't know who he was. But, you know what I'm saying, he ain't really like Batman.
But yeah, in the DC Marvel comics, DC comics, they always was fighting each other.
Yeah.
How the fuck Batman be whooping everybody ass, but this nigga don't got no fucking superpower but money?
Exactly, he told you.
But I'm just saying, though, how the fuck
you need technology and money.
You need somebody from Krypton who can fucking blow up on Earth, the world, but
you know what? I kind of like
a bag on his head.
Being athletic. You know what? I want to see what this new one gonna do with the vampire motherfucker.
He knocked the sonic rings on his ass. Okay?
Anytime you call a girl to save you, nigga, you're getting your ass whooped. Please,
he
baby. My bitch. Come get this
off me.
Right.
That nigga was whooping his ass.
And everybody ass, nigga. Everybody ass he beat. Like, the movie is good. It's worth a blunt. Well, you're going to have to smoke like
about
3.
Five,
6 months. I'm about to say.
I might take a look.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for this new
bro.
This new Marvel movie to come
out. I was in the house from 4 o'clock until 9 o'clock. I didn't. And then she was like, I'm good. Oh, fuck you, bitch. I'm watching Superman.
I'm waiting for the new Blade to come out. This shit better be slapping.
Blade. Speaking of Wesley Snipes' stupid ass.
Nigga, in that movie coming to America.
That girl.
Boy, got dropped.
Whooped his ass too with the Blade haircut.
Got dropped. But shit, it's a lot of movies about to come out, man. But think about this, how a lot of apps is shutting down the damn movie theaters. Because if you got HBO Max, you can smoke that shit in your crib the same day it come out. You ain't finna go to no movie theater.
Hell no. I ain't popcorn for
the bathroom, pause the motherfucker. All that shit.
Hulu, like,
I be waiting for that shit to hit the TV screen. Like, yup.
What?
You got a movie theater like here.
Cold with cherry.
Wait a minute. Cherry. Wait, oh, man. Cherry, y'all. This nigga on some shit.
Like pop cherry, cherry.
No, that's on
it's
Apple.
That's on
my
like, no, it's like a...
Nah, I'll find it. I got an Apple iPhone. I can't steal shit. Yeah, okay. It is. It's on Apple TV.
I love that movie.
Yeah, the new Spider-Man. The new Spider-Man. And he ended up robbing that bank. Yeah.
Fuck a bank. He robbed like 20 banks.
Oh, see, I just seen the trailer. It's on Apple TV.
He was with a girl?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I know what he's talking about. They got Spider-Man and Crackhead. What's up with all these British niggas playing American black people? I didn't know the dude from Snowfall was a British.
I did.
I didn't know the nigga from...
British?
Hell yeah, nigga British.
You ain't Franklin British, yeah.
I love the accent.
They say they had to get a gang member from Compton to teach him how to be.
He British. He straight American thug. British, dog.
Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew he was British.
Yeah, I'm just saying the way that he can transform his voice to an English accent is dope.
He kind of paved the way a little bit because Idris Elba been in there since The Wire. The Wire.
Yeah, and old shit. And the nigga from Spider-Man, the white nigga from, he British.
Really?
Yeah.
Tom Holland?
The new nigga from
Tom Holland.
His name is. Yeah, he British.
I know that.
Never knew that.
But dang, all these British niggas.
You gonna make me go.
See, he's nothing but the man trying to infiltrate.
Yeah, just so I can get phones. It's you know what? No, I'm gonna buy a Kindle and get all that shit.
What kind of
phone? I got an iPhone, but if buy a Kindle,
what site is that? You was supposed to tell me that last time, too.
That's
all my
shit. We
like,
what's up?
Your shit unlocked? It's broke?
I can say that shit on y'all podcast.
Give
me
shit, but.
Shit, in this shit, I need to know.
No, but, you know.
I just shared to my TV.
Shout out to the new studio we in.
Yeah, I just like, share to the TV. Okay.
When you get this chandelier, nigga?
Bitch is like.
What you do with this chandelier? Y'all be having like nasty nights? Do it light up?
Yeah.
You should start doing flicks in here, man.
Crazy.
Not in here, but I'm just saying, you can make some good money.
Yeah, though. No. You want to shoot a flick?
Talking about a porno?
Yeah.
This nigga said, you want to shoot a flick?
I got some that be ready.
Really?
Yeah. See, look at that.
Wait, time out, sir. Really?
Take a picture right there.
Really?
What you mean? Why?
Well, hey, you know, we gonna talk after the show over with.
Y'all not busting in my chandelier.
This one right here.
We gonna end this episode on that note. Right.
We gonna call this
I ain't busting in no chandelier.
Busting on
nasty.
The chandelier.
Who wanna bust in the chandelier? That's some Vegas shit. Now, if I was in Vegas, I'd do that.